Nuke and Dow with you in studio, and joining us live in studio as well is Shayla Frazier, Star Valley Lady Braves volleyball, the lone senior on this year's crew, getting ready to head down back to Evanston for the 4A West tournament. Shayla, good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
We appreciate you coming in, Shayla, because we know you got to go get on the bus here before too long. In fact, I don't even think we get to keep you that long. And then you head down to Evanston, a venue that you're very familiar with, to take on Natrona. You got a 1:30 serve time. Let's talk about this season so far and some of your favorite memories and things that have been, maybe your overall opinions of the season to this point.
Okay, yeah. So we've had a few ups and downs. We've had some really low lows, but we've also had some really high highs. I'd say we've been working our butts off every day this entire season to get to this point, and I'm actually really excited because the progress that we've seen in the last couple of weeks has been just enormous, and I've just seen all the hard work that these younger girls are putting in to rise to the level of varsity, and they've been really working hard, and it's really making me proud because I'm excited to go with them.
You know, you talk about the roller coaster of a season as far as wins and losses and that kind of stuff go, but when you guys come into postseason play today, I get the feeling, just from what you said, that you realize it's not going to be easy, but you also know it's possible, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm getting the feel. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Every team this season in our region is really neck and neck, and I think it's anybody's game at regionals, no matter where you're seated. So I think it's going to be pretty cutthroat, but I think it's going to be really intense and really fun.
Awesome. What do you guys have to do well to not only beat Natrona today, but get those two wins to advance to the state tournament?
I'd say we just have to be confident and play our game. I think a lot of times pressure gets to a lot of girls when they get to regionals and state, and it just kind of cripples the team. But if we go in with confidence that we can play the game that we know how to play, then we'll be awesome and we'll do great.
And you have seen the Phillies before. It was in Casper, and it was a five-setter, which seems to be a theme with you guys
Yes.
this year. How many five set matches? I should have added them up. It's at least five
a
or
lot,
six.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're afraid to go five, I guess is what I'm saying. As you take on Natrona this time, you got them on their court in five last time. What are your thoughts on a neutral venue? It's totally different. It's
right.
going to be a neutral venue. It's in Evanston. It's an afternoon game. It's probably just going to be you two and whatever students don't have to be in school that are
yeah.
going to be hanging around. So it's a little bit of a different setup. What are your thoughts on that matchup this afternoon?
I think it's still going to be a pretty cutthroat game. I think Natrona has had a pretty rough season, but I think that they're also pretty gritty. And as for five sets, I'm not sure if we just really like to play that much volleyball or we just like to give teams hope and then take it away.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I hadn't even thought about that.
They're playing villain, slamming the door
just
at the very
the reps,
end.
I guess.
Oh, I like that. I like that. What are the strengths that Star Valley Volleyball has had this year and that's helped you get the confidence that you have going into this postseason?
I would say we are extremely gritty. We have taken on a lot of challenges with confidence and strength, and I'd say that as for playing-wise, like, we are extremely tough and bonded right now. Like, we are very connected as a team, and I'd say we can rely on each other with 100% complete trust because of all the challenges that we have gone through together. We can just rely on each other, and we know that our team has our backs.
One of the things that Coach Brown, Sonny Brown, talked to me this last week was you in particular and your skills and proficiency of being a good teammate. A lot of people bring that up as far as the girls you play with. Kind of talk to that a little bit about it, because it's obviously something that you feel is important in terms of what you bring to the team.
Yeah, well, I just say that as a senior, I think it's important to lead out the best way that I can. And by doing that, I think it's a good way to be a better example for the next seniors to come. And I think by being the best example, it's not only about being a good player, but being a good person. And I really believe in lifting others up and building their own confidence, because that builds the confidence of the team. Because in a team sport, it's not solo and you can't do it by yourself. So you have to build others and rely on others to be a good team.
Not just a senior, but the senior for you, right? I mean, it's kind of rare to be the only one. And you look around the football team, 22 or whatever. We just had Jason Hobby and a group of seniors on the cross-country team. What was it like to be the only senior and really carry that whole senior leadership load on your own this year?
I mean, there's a lot of pressure right there. And I know that there's a lot of people that are not relying on me, but looking up to me to take this team far. But honestly, like, I'll take that pressure because I'm confident in my abilities and I'm confident in my team. And so it had me in a little bit when I became the only senior, just because that's a lot of pressure to keep the team going. But as far as how it's been being the only senior, I really don't feel like the only senior because of these underclassmen that really just sit on my same level, and they're just really awesome girls that I love hanging out with and playing with. So it's really not been like a devastating thing.
Well, let's talk about what the team's been working on for this week leading into regionals. Kind of give us some lowdown on strategy. Obviously, we're not going to try and give anything away. but as far as what are some things you feel like have been focused on this week in practice?
We've been watching a lot of film just to scout out our other teams. We know that they've got some big middles, but easy enough to block because we've got some middles also that have crazy verticals, and we know that they can go get them. But also, we've been working on communication. That's been a bigger problem for us this year just because younger girls are a little bit shyer and like they don't tend to go after a ball that an older girl might take. So it's kind of creating this miscommunication. So we've been working a ton on that and just serving tough and playing hard, just giving all of our effort every day.
Shay the Frazier, Star Valley Lady Braves volleyball, as the Lady Braves get ready to take on Natrona in the opening round of the 4A West. 1:30 serve time today. That's the scheduled time in Evanston. And we will have live coverage on SPI for the 4A West Regional Star Valley matches today. Shayla, of course, you want to qualify for state. You want to get to Casper next weekend, and rightfully so. You're probably not looking much beyond that. But what are your goals and what are your plans? Maybe even after the season or after high school's over, what would you like to do?
Well, after we win regionals and take state, obviously, is the goal. I think I'm looking at joining a few other activities just because I'm not playing basketball this year. So I'm looking at going into speech and debate, maybe trying something new, just getting out and doing all the things that high school has to offer before it's too late, because at the end of high school, you can't go back into it. So just going to try as much as I can.
Very cool.
And do you have aspirations doing any volleyball after high school?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at playing volleyball with my sister when she comes back from her mission. We're thinking about going and playing together in a college. So
very cool.
Working on that.
if you could handpick any college, where would you guys like to go?
Oh, man. I think anywhere in Montana or Virginia, somewhere out of the state, but close enough that we can come see home. But I'm not sure. I don't think we're too picky about it, just as long as we're together.
Love it.
Just to get away from your dad.
Right, I mean.
we totally understand that element.
Man, well, Shayla, good luck to you and the Lady Braves today. If you could leave one last nugget of parting advice to Star Valley Volleyball at the end of the next 2 weeks, what would it be?
I would say that it's more than yourself and it's about something bigger. And I'd say that volleyball is a sport that's really fun and great to play, but it's not about winning, but about building those characteristics that you want in your future and just building yourself as a person, because that's what it really is about.
Shay the Frazier, Lady Braves taking on Natrona today, 1:30 scheduled serve time at Evanston in the 4A West Regionals. And again, live coverage at svinews.com and the SVN Media YouTube channel. Good luck, Shayla. Appreciate
you. Thank you so much.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.